Such is the subtle elasticity of the organ I treat of, that whether wielded in sport or in earnest, or in anger, whatever be the mood it be in, its flexions are invariably marked by exceeding grace. Therein no fairy's arm can transcend it. 5 great motions are peculiar to it. 1st, when used as a fin for progression. 2nd, when used as a mace in battle. 3rd, in sweeping. 4th, in lob-tailing. 5th, in peaking flukes. 1st, being horizontal in its position, the leviathan's tail acts in a different manner from the tails of all other sea creatures. It never wriggles. In man or fish, wriggling is a sign of inferiority. To the whale, his tail is the sole means of propulsion, scroll-wise coiled forwards beneath the body, and then rapidly sprung backwards. It is this which gives that singular darting, leaping motion to the monster when furiously swimming. His side fins only serve to steer by. 2nd, it is a little significant that while one sperm whale only fights another sperm whale with his head and jaw, nevertheless, in his conflicts with man, he chiefly and contemptuously uses his tail. In striking at a boat, he swiftly curves away his flukes from it, and the blow is only inflicted by the recoil.